It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading some sentences and looking at words with blends. But before we do that, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write my name and you write your name. And then you can put your pencil away because we are going to use crayons for the rest of the activity. Now, I said we're going to practice reading sentences and we're going to practice reading fluently, which means we're going to read as if we are talking to one another and we don't want to sound like a robot. Now, if you look at number one, you're going to see a sentence and under each word are circles. Sometimes I'm going to call those bubbles. And then next to it is a picture. Let's look at the picture. On number one, there's a glass. See that glass? With a crack in it. Uh-oh. Let's color the glass with the crack in it orange. Let's pretend there's some orange juice in there. Fill it all the way up to the top. So crack, the word crack, has a blend. It has k. Ack, and we put the k and the r together and we get crack, like crash and cram and crush. All right, hang on to that orange crayon for me. Take 2 seconds, 2, 1. Now this is a picture clue for our sentence, which means our sentence, when we get ready to read it, is going to have a picture of a dog. No, it's going to have the word crack. It's going to be about a crack. So let's read or find the word crack in our sentence. Can you look for that word on number one that says crack? Crack has that R blend. Yes, it's the very last word. Let's color that bubble under the word crack. Let's color it orange. Fill that circle in orange so it matches our orange juice with the crack. Go ahead and put down your orange crayon and take out your pointer finger. We are going to read this sentence. I'll read it first while you point to the words. Now I notice there's an exclamation mark, which means I need to be excited or scared, or maybe I'm yelling. Maybe I'm mad. Let's look at it. You point to the words. I'll read it. Look at the crack. I'm kind of surprised that there's a crack in the glass. Let's do it one more time. I'll read, you point. Look at the crack. Okay, now let's all read and all point. Ready, begin. Look at the crack. Last time, ready, go. Look at the crack. Whoa. All right, let's move on down to number two. I see a picture of a frog. What color should we color that frog? Yes, I think so too. Let's color that frog green. I'm going to leave his eyes alone so that they're white, but I'm going to color everything else green. So let's talk about frog. Frog has a blend just like the word crack did, except it begins with f and f, but then we have what letter? Yep, it's an R. It's an R blend, frog. And then we had crack. Frog is a word that has an R blend. We blend the F sound and the R sound, and we put them together and we get frog. So if this is a picture clue for my sentence, will this sentence be about a dog? No, it's going to be about a frog. I was close. Frog and dog rhyme. Okay, take 2 more seconds for your frog. 2, 1, and let's look for the word frog in our sentence. Look for that blend, frog. Frog. Do you see it? It's the second word. It has F, R. There's that R blend. OG. Let's color that bubble under the word frog. Color it green. And you can put your crayon down, take out your pointer finger. I see a period, which means it's a telling sentence. We are just going to read it as if we are telling each other something. You point to the words. I'll read it first. Ready? Here we go. The frog can jump. What did I tell you? The frog can jump. Let's all read and all point. Ready? Begin. The frog can jump. Yep. Don't read it like a robot. We need to read it fluently. Last time, everybody points, everybody reads, go. The frog can jump. Nice, super. Let's move down to number 3. I see a drum. Let's color our drum red and blue. You can color it any way you like. You can make a pattern, but I want you to color some of the drum red and some of the drum blue. Okay, I'm going to color the top of my drum red, but you can do it any way you want. Now, drum also has an R blend. The beginning letter sometimes can be difficult to hear because you kind of hear j, j, but it's not. So I'm going to do it really slowly for you and see if you can guess that first sound in drum. Ready? Dr, drum. Did you hear it? D. Drum. Yep, it's a DR. Drum. Like drag. Drum. Dress. Drum is a word with an R blend. Drum has a D and then what letter? Yep, R. Exactly. We have crack, frog, and now we have drum. I am coloring. And the drum sticks that you use to hit the drum with. I'm coloring those blue. Take 2 more seconds. 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, find your blue crayon and let's look for the word drum in our sentence. I'm getting better at this. I know if there's a picture of a drum, it's going to be in our sentence. Drum, look for it. Drum. It's the very last word. Yes, it has D-R-U-M. Let's color that bubble under the word drum blue. And then hang on, there's one more word in our sentence with an R blend. Drop. Can you find the word drop? Drop. Yes, it's the third word. It's D-R-O-P. Drop. Let's color that bubble under the word drop blue. And then you can put your crayon down. We are going to practice reading our sentence fluently. No robots allowed. I see a period. That means it's a telling sentence. You point, I'll practice reading it. Here we go. Do not drop the drum. I'm just telling you very nicely. Do not drop the drum. Do not. All right, let's all read and all point. Ready, go. Do not drop the drum. You're telling me what to do, and I will listen. Last time. Ready, go. Do not drop the drum. Excellent. Let's move down to number 4. Oh, look, it's a printer. I like to print things. I'm a teacher, and I print things all the time. Let's color the printer orange. Any kind of orange crayon will work. So don't color the paper going out of the printer and don't color the paper going in the printer. Just color the printer orange for me. Orange. Now print. Do you know that has an R blend? Print. Can you hear it? Me too. Okay, now let's color the paper going in and coming out yellow. Print. What's the first sound you hear in print? Yes, the letter P, print. So it's P-R. It's a P-R. It's an R blend with P. We have crack, frog, drum. Now we have print. Hang on to that yellow crayon. Let's look for the word print in our sentence. Print, print. Yes, it's the third word. It has P-R. It's an R blend. Let's color the circle under the word print yellow. All right, you can put your yellow crayon down. I see an exclamation mark, so I'm going to be excited, or maybe I'm mad, or maybe I'm yelling. But I'll read it first. You point to the words. Here we go. We can print it now! I'm excited. Maybe my printer was broken and I was really upset, and now it's working, and so I'm excited. Let's do that again. You point, I'll read. We can print it now! Yes! All right, everybody points, everybody reads. Go! We can print it now! Last time, go! We can print it now! Yes! Terrific. Let's move down to number 5. Look at the truck. That's a cool looking truck. I like that truck. Let's color it red. Don't color the tires red. Just color the truck red. And maybe leave the window alone. You know, you don't want to color it red. Leave that alone. Unless you do, that's fine. But leave the tires alone. Truck. This one can be tricky sometimes too, like drum, because when you hear truck, sometimes you hear ch-ch-ch, but it's not ch-ch-ch. I'll go slow. Ready? Truck. Truck. Yes, it's the letter T. And then what letter? R. It's got our R blend. T-R. Truck. Like trim and trash. All right. Let's color our tires black. Color the tires black. Truck. So we have a picture clue. We know our sentence is going to be about a truck. I'm learning. I'm getting it. Color those tires black. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, let's look for the word truck in our sentence. Truck. Truck. Yes, it's the very last word. It has T-R. It's an R blend. And then U-C-K. Let's fill in the bubble under the word truck. Black. Let's use our black crayon and fill in that bubble. Black. And then you can put down your black crayon. Boys and girls, I'm excited. I see a question mark at the end of our sentence. We get to use our question voice. So when we read this, if we're reading it fluently, we read it as if we are asking each other something. No robots. You point, I'll read. Can you find the truck? There's a question. I have to use my question voice. Let's do it again. You point, I'll read. Can you find the truck? It's like I've been looking and looking. I can't find it. Can you find the truck? All right, let's all point, all read, go. Can you find the truck? It's like we're confused. Where did we park it? Where did we put it? Ready, begin. Last time. Ready, begin. Can you find the truck? Nice. You all are awesome. Okay, let's go down to the last one, number 6. I see a brick. Let's color the brick red. Color the brick red, even the holes in the top. This could be a Lego brick. It could be an actual brick that you build buildings and houses with, or a fireplace. But brick is a word with an R blend. What 2 letters are at the beginning of brick to make our R blend? Brick. Yep. B-R. Brick. Truck. Print. Drum. Frog. Crack. Hang on to your red crayon. Let's look for the word brick in the sentence. Brick. Yes, it is the second word. Fill in that bubble red for me. Excellent. All right, put down your red crayon. Let's practice reading this sentence fluently is what I mean. I see there's a period. That means it's a telling sentence. So we're just going to read it as if we're talking to one another. You point, I'll read first. The brick is red. Do it again. The brick is red. I'm just telling you. It's not yellow. It's not purple. It's red. No robots. Let's all point and all read. Ready, begin. The brick is red. Last time, the brick is red. Boys and girls, you're amazing. You practice reading fluently. You practiced words with R blends. You followed directions. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.